Penguin Audio presents Dark Watch by Clive Cussler and Jack DeBrule. Read by Tom Wopat. The aging Dassault Falcon executive jet drifted smoothly from the sky and touched down at the Sanan International Airfield, 12 miles north of Pyongyang. The MiG that had flown a tight escort from the moment the aircraft entered North Korea's airspace peeled off, twin cones of flame from her engines cutting the night. In the bed of the truck sent to lead the Falcon to its hardstand stood a machine gunner who never took his aim off the cockpit windows. The plane taxied to an open expanse of concrete at the far side of the airport complex, and even before its wheels were chocked, a squad of fully armed troops had formed a perimeter around it, their AK-47s held ready for the slightest provocation. All this, despite the fact the passengers on board were invited dignitaries and important clients of the reclusive communist country. Several minutes after the engine spooled to silence, the passenger door cracked open. The pair of closest guards shifted in anticipation. Then the door was lowered, showing the integrated steps that formed its internal side. A man wearing an olive uniform with a flat cap stood at the doorway. His features were harsh and uncompromising, with near-black eyes and a hooked nose. His skin was the color of weak tea. He stroked a finger along his dense black mustache, casting an unimpressed eye at the ring of soldiers before stepping lightly from the aircraft. He was followed by two more hatchet-faced men, one wearing traditional Middle Eastern robes and a headscarf, the other in an expensive suit. A trio of North Korean officers marched through the cordon and approached. The highest ranking gave a formal greeting and waited for another, a translator, to render his words into Arabic.
General Kim Don-il welcomes you to the People's Democratic Republic.